Hey, 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 and welcome back to a new season, new year. It has been almost an entire year since I posted my last episode, and God has done some tremendous things in my life and is currently doing some tremendous things in my life. And I just want to share a little bit of my journey as I am growing, because this thing is active, okay? I have not figured it out. Obviously, I have not figured it out. And I am supposed to bring you along on this journey. So here is, last season was called Say Yes. Here is my Say Yes, okay? To documenting my journey, trying to just fulfill my purpose, my call, and be everything that God has intended for me to be. So I know it's been a hot minute. That is dating myself a little bit. Y'all don't say that anymore, but it's been a while. But I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to have the motivation to do so. I'm glad to have the green light to do so. I'm just glad to be back, all right? This season, I'm just going to get right into today's intro episode to the season. This season is called Just Be. And this came from, first of all, several conversations, several confirmations that the Lord gave me that this is where I'm supposed to be right now in my life. Just be, right? I was in church, and I think the final confirmation came. I was in church a couple of weeks ago, and my pastor was transitioning the service from worship, and he said something about how he had spent much time in his life proving who he is not, that the Lord had pretty much revealed to him to just be who he is. And whenever he said that, that thing grabbed me by the throat. And I said, okay, that's what my problem has been. I'm trying so hard to prove who I'm not that I'm forgetting to just be who I am. And so thus the birth of a new season of the podcast. And I'm just grateful to be here. So I'm committing, and I need to say this out loud, I'm committing to 12 episodes right now, no less than 12 episodes. If the Lord says keep going, I'm going to keep going. If he tells me to stop, I'm going to stop. But what I am not going to do is allow myself to stop the journey. Sometimes we do that, but I digress. Here we go. So the title of today's episode is Just Be. It is the intro episode to what is happening this season. I am very excited about what will become of this. Let's go. Genesis 19, I'm reading from the ESV, verse 15. As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city. But he lingered. Lot lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by hand, the Lord being merciful to them. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. And as they brought them out, one said, escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away. I want to jump down. Verse 23. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. And that's a whole different thing, because the angels told him where to go. He didn't want to go there. He wanted to go somewhere else. They granted him his request to go to Zoar. All right, anyway. Then the Lord, verse 24, rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground, the vegetation. He wiped it out, y'all. All right, verse 26. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Very familiar scripture here, and you're probably wondering, like, what does this have to do with just be? Well, I'm gonna tell you. So the Lord sent angels after his uncle's request to save, if there is one righteous person, save them in the city. Like, and so the Lord goes to Lot, sends angels to Lot, tells them to get out, get his family, son-in-laws, all these things. The son-in-laws didn't believe, so they were left behind, okay? So the angels were like, all right, get who you got and get out, pretty much. And that is the same for some seasons in our lives. There are some seasons of our lives where the Lord is like, get what you got and get out. Like, get out. For your sake, for the sake of your purpose, for the sake of your call, for the sake of your sanity. Get out now. Go. Do not return. And in this case, the angel said, don't even look back. Don't even look back. But Lot's wife, she may have gotten stuck in nostalgia. Some stuff was happening behind her. It was blowing up behind her. And despite the instructions that the Lord gave not to look back, she looked back anyway. One can only like guess what was on her mind at the time, but there have been times where I have looked back. I literally woke up from a dream where I was trying to go back into a setting that I once was a part of, and I just wanted to sing in the choir. And I couldn't. And at that time, I was like, I guess in the dream, I wasn't allowed to. But the reason why was because I didn't fit there anymore. How many times have we tried to return to a place that we didn't fit anymore, that wasn't for us anymore, had no vegetation for us anymore? There was no life there for us anymore. It happens more than we care to admit. And for me, I've had a hard time just being present, just being in this moment where the Lord is currently doing something for me, where the Lord is currently working something out in me, is what I should say. I genuinely, it's not out of like, oh Lord, I just wanna go back. Just take me back, Lord. I just wanna go back. It's not that, it's just familiarity. It is comfort. It is what I know. And it's not different. It's not challenging. There are times we want to just go back. I've said many, many times, if I could just turn back the hands of time, I just want to be a child and not have these bills, honey. These bills that keep coming. That I'm not even present in the moment. That, Lord, thank you for allowing me to have more than enough to cover what is in front, what I have right now. To cover my bills, to be able to live and thrive, okay? I think a lot of times we want to escape back to a time where the responsibility was not so heavy. I think we want to go back to times where we could be more ignorant. And now that the Lord is pulling on you and calling you, we cannot return to ignorant spaces. We cannot allow the nostalgia of yesterday to hold us back, to make us linger, to make us hesitate longer than we need to. We can't allow fear to hold us hostage. We can't allow fear to hold us hostage. We can't allow fear to make us freeze. So my admonishment to you today is this. I want you to understand this. It is hard to exist in the past and the present at the same time. I don't even know if it's possible. I don't know why we try to make it possible. We cannot exist in what was and what is at the same time. The only one who can do that is the Lord. When they say he is omnipresent, he is present. Yes, he's present everywhere at the same time. He's also in the past, the present. He's also in the future. While nostalgia, it isn't bad, and it can remind you of good times, but it can also hinder you from the good times that are right where you are. We can be so anxious at times to move into something new or to go back to something old because the present is uncomfortable, because the present is unprecedented, because the present is so, the only word I really have is uncomfortable, because what's right now, we don't know what's coming. We know what was behind. In my field, we say we know this crazy, but we don't know that crazy. So we're gonna stay in this crazy right here. That's what we call it. And the Lord is like, no, just be with me. Just walk with me. And that's what this season is about. Just be, just walk with him. Be present in this walk right now with him. Be present in this walk with him. Just be who he made you to be. Show up the way he made you to show up. So this season of this podcast is gonna stretch us. I feel it now. Cause girl, I'm trying not to cry, okay? This season is gonna stretch us in a good way. I don't know what all that means. I'm just gonna walk in it. I'm gonna be present right now. And I'm gonna say one yes at a time. Same thing for you. You don't know, just one thing at a time. One thing at a time. One moment at a time. Just be who you are in the present, not who you were in the past. I don't know if any of that made sense. I hope it did. Just like we end every episode, let me pray for you. Let me pray for us. Because this is our journey together, okay? Father, thank you so very much just for the rebirth of this podcast. And I pray, Father, that even today something was said that woke somebody up, that something was said that caused somebody to do a check on the current state of their heart, their mind, and where they are. God, I'm praying that you will give us the data that we need to just be who we are. Just be who you have called us to be. To just be who you created us to be. Let us not be held back by fear. Let us not be held back by discomfort. Let us not be held back because of nostalgia. But God, let us walk in this right now with you. We commit to that, walking this out with you. You are already ahead of us. You already know what's coming. You wrote our story. So Father, we thank you that as you lead us, we will follow. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.